there, she stands about 6 feet.
It's 4:33 on Downtown. Great week of guests coming up tomorrow. Comedy legend Paula Poundstone. Wednesday, songwriter Jimmy Webb. Thursday, John O'Hurley of Seinfeld. Our next guests on the program are coming to town this Friday night at the Bangor Arts Exchange. Barnstar, the name of the group. And we're thrilled to be joined by Zachariah Hickman. Zachariah, thank you so much for being with us.
Rich, thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it.
You guys have been described as a bluegrass supergroup, and man, when I look around at the talent with yourself, Mark Arelli, Charlie Rose, I mean, you guys have been playing with everybody for years and years and years. What was the inspiration to put this band together?
Well, quite honestly, for me as a bass player, it was a chance to sort of step up to the mic and run my own show. You know, as a bass player, I don't get quite as much of the spotlight, so I figure I'd start my own band of musical superheroes, and you'd be our own little Justice League of side men come to the front.
Well, you've worked with Ray LaMontagne, Josh Ritter. Now, we don't know Josh, but we've had his wife, Melanie Linsky, on the show, so that's about as close as we get. But all you guys are multi-instrumentalists, and, man, that just makes your sound, from what I've heard, that much more rich, because there's so much instrumental and vocal talent with this group.
Yeah, I like, you know, any of us could switch instruments at the drop of a hat if we had to. But I also like the vocal blend is mostly what Barnstar is about. It's a big, loud singing band, and we have five lead singers, and that's a lot of fun.
The latest album is called Sit Down, Get Up, Get Out, and it's a great mix of your originals, and it seems like everybody contributed their own songs, and then some terrific covers as well.
Yeah, I like, I'm especially proud of the Cat Stevens cover on that record by called Trouble. Our mandolin player sings that. We call him the old train. He just turned 70 years old this month. He says we're a little bit multi-generational.
You've played at a lot of different venues. You know, I'm reading here in your bio on the website that you dressed up as pirates on a boat cruising
yep.
around Boston Harbor. What was the inspiration for that?
Well, a promoter contacted me and asked me if I wanted to do a Boston Harbor cruise. I didn't really want to do that, but I told him I would do it if we got to dress as pirates. And he laughed and said, sure, and he thought I was kidding. I spent hundreds of dollars on pirate costumes, and we outfitted the whole boat. And everyone except for the promoter thought I was hilarious.
Now,
it was a bit of a musical mutiny.
Now, I have to ask you, what's your connection to our friend Garth Cormier? I see you're going to be doing a little something with him on Friday.
Our friend, our guitar player and often lead singer, Mark Arelli, Mark and Garth are old friends. They used to play open mics and small shows in Portland, Maine years ago. And, Mark and Garth, I guess they haven't seen each other for a couple of years, but we're going to use this as a chance to get together and hang out and try to get some people to the show.
We're talking about Friday night at Bangor Arts Exchange. It's a great, intimate venue. For anybody who's not familiar, how would you describe a Barnstar live show?
Well, it's just about the most fun you can have without turning your parental sensors on. it's as much loud music as you can get out of an acoustic band, that's for sure.
When you started working together, because you've all played with other people through the years, were you surprised or did you expect the level of chemistry that you clearly have?
Well, Barnstar for a while was, for me, it was a generic name for whatever bluegrass band I'd put together to make some mischief. And it wasn't until about 2010 that we got this particular group of people together. The Armadink, there's a father and son duo, and they've been playing music for 35 years. And when you combine that with Mark Arelli, who might be the best singer on the East Coast, it's pretty stunning. Then Charlie and I, we just try to keep up.
Well, speaking of love the original songs, but speaking of covers, from the first album, your cover of the Traveling Wilburys' Handle With Care is fantastic and, of course, really shows off those great vocals.
I appreciate it. I've always wanted to be Roy Orbison, and I had to put a song on my record so I could pretend to for just a couple minutes.
Well, you nailed it, too. It was great. We're looking forward to the show this Friday night. Tickets still available. Bangor Arts Exchange, Exchange Street in downtown Bangor. You want to go see Barnstar in action live on stage. Zachariah Hickman, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
All right. I sure appreciate you having me.